So once again, the importance of the holy month of Ramadan in the Islamic world, where individual sacrifice is called on each day as a fast proceeds during the daylight hours and then a break of the fast in the evening that calls for communal sort of reflection on what's going on in each individual Muslim's life. That is intersecting with the political unrest and the sacrifices being seen on the streets of Syria and Egypt and other places like Yemen in the Islamic world and Arab world. Joining us to talk about the intersection of political unrest and the holy month of Ramadan is Akbar Ahmed, who's the Ibn Khaldun Chair of Islamic Studies at American University. He joins us from his home in Maryland. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
You are also Pakistan's ambassador to the UK from 1999 and 2000 and author of Journey into America. It's great to have you on the program, Ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Also joining us is Babak Debangbashek, Beirut Bureau Chief for the Daily Beast Newsweek, on the line from Beirut. Babak, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
And first of all, from your perspective in Beirut, Muslims understand that when political unrest is afoot and the month of Ramadan is looming, that there are all sorts of opportunities to express, I think, a certain amount of symbolic outrage and opportunities for governments to crack down. How do you see this in a historical perspective?
Well, I think, as you mentioned earlier, Ramadan is traditionally seen as a time of spiritual reflection, but we're really seeing that, come head-to-head with this period of, this Arab Spring, this unheard-of uprising across the Arab world. What we're really seeing kind of playing out in the streets of places like Cairo and Damascus and other parts of the Middle East is, this unprecedented clash of the political situation on the ground with the conventions of Ramadan. And in particular, I think, in Syria, the activists there, the opposition activists, had already planned ahead. You know, Ramadan is characterized by a daily cycle of feasting and fasting, and the opposition activists had planned to take advantage of that by rallying people to come out to protest. And in particular, they had come up with a slogan that there was three Arabic words. It was Futur, Tamr, and Manshur. And Futur is the word meaning the breaking of the fast. Tamr is the date, the food that's normally eaten at the time of the breaking of the fast. And Manshur is the word for political leaflets. So the idea was that when people gathered for the traditional cycle of Ramadan in the evenings to break the fast, that they would try to politicize the event in a way and make plans for organizing protests for the following days.
We're listening to Babak Debangbashek, who's the Beirut Bureau Chief for the Daily Beast and Newsweek. Elaborate on that a little bit. How is the day of Ramadan, insofar as we can tell from the difficult reporting challenge inside Syria, how is the daily sort of ritual of Ramadan being expressed by opposition protesters, and how is the government attempting to disrupt it?
Well, it's really been completely disrupted, I think, in a very cynical way by the Syrian government. I think to some extent there had been an expectation that the Syrian government, the Assad regime, would tamp down the violence. They would hold back on the crackdown that they've been launching against the opposition in several cities across the country. But what we've seen is actually exactly the opposite, again, which seems to be a very kind of a cynical move, that they've taken advantage of the Ramadan month in a move that's going to be perceived as a very sacrilegious thing by Muslims across the world and even by people of other faiths. You know, Syria also has a large Christian minority, and
sure,
I'm sure they would be offended by this also.
Babak Debangbashek is the Beirut Bureau Chief for the Daily Beast Newsweek. He's on the line from Beirut. Well, let's put that directly to Akbar Ahmed, Ibn Khaldun Chair of Islamic Studies at American University. As a former Pakistan ambassador to the UK, are Muslims around the world likely to be offended by what's going on in Syria vis-a-vis Ramadan?
Yes, we must remember the context. There's a theological and a sociological base to the revulsion of Muslims when they see their own rulers, particularly the corrupt, brutal tyrants who are ruling them, behave in this manner. By word of mouth, on television, Twitter, Facebook, they are aware of what's going on. And remember, during this month in the mosques, and the mosques are particularly full during this particular month, especially the night prayer, the Tarawih, after the opening of the fast late at night, you have thousands of people coming just to pray. This is a month to remind oneself of God, of spirituality, of elevating yourself, and really reminding the Muslims of what God is saying again and again in the Quran, to have compassion, to care for the less privileged, to care for your neighbor. All this is repeated again and again, and the atmosphere is almost electric. It isn't overtly political, but implicitly there is a critique of tyrants, and that is why tyrants would fear this particular month. I was talking to a Libyan man who told me, who was in contact with his people at home, and he said that Gaddafi apparently has issued a fatwa through one of the imams that his troops, his soldiers, need not fast, and they can continue their killing and their raping and so on. So I asked this Libyan, I said, how have the people of Libya, particularly those who are opposing Gaddafi, reacted? And he said they've reacted by saying he's not even a Muslim. So you can see how a political situation is being interpreted through a religious prism, and which will be heightened and sharpened in this particular month.
Fascinating analysis from Akbar Ahmed, the Ibn Khaldun Chair of Islamic Studies at American University. He's also Pakistan's ambassador to the UK from 1999 to 2000, author of Journey into America. Ambassador, thanks so much. Let's finish with Babak Degampacher, who's Beirut Bureau Chief for the Daily Beast Newsweek. So historical record is littered with tyrants who have abused Muslim rituals successfully. Is that likely to happen here?
Well, I'm not sure how you would define success in a situation like this. Again, the Syrian regime's crackdown has led to the deaths of somewhere between 100 and 200 people just since the beginning of the week, since the beginning of Ramadan. Secretary Clinton yesterday said that there have been 2,000 deaths overall in this crackdown in Syria, but calculating 10% of that taking place in Ramadan, I don't see how that's going to reflect particularly well for the regime. And
indeed,
I think
and
in a way that will play into...
And to the international community as well. Babak, we're going to leave it there. Babak Degampacher, Bureau Chief for the Daily Beast in Newsweek, talking about a difficult month, if not a terrifying month, of Ramadan in the nation of Syria. Thanks so much.